Many small towns celebrate their heritage with a special festival or maybe other important sites throughout the town. New Salem, North Dakota is like those places, but much unlike those places when it comes to what they did to celebrate their history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
About 30 miles west of Bismarck, North Dakota, you'll find a town with quite an agricultural legacy.
New Salem was founded in the early 1880s. The Holsteins kind of came in around the turn of the century. Probably one of the leading dairy communities in North Dakota. Primarily, it was German immigrants that settled here first.
Alan Tellman has lived and worked in and around New Salem for all of his life. He knows firsthand the importance of the Holsteins to the area.
My family as well, my great-grandfather, started in with the Holsteins around that time, as did many of the farms around here. And that's what contributed to the economic stability of the community.
As the years passed, people realized the consistent and profound difference the dairy farms in New Salem had on their town, and they wanted to do something to honor the work of present-day dairy farmers and the generations before them.
Well, what happened was a group of businessmen and a banker primarily recognized the economic contributions that the Holstein industry did for the community. So they decided they want to do something to recognize that quality of the community.
Soon, talk turned to action.
They got a pot and got a few bucks in the pot, gave it to the New Salem Lions Club and said, let's do something that recognizes the Holstein industry. And from there, it took off. It started out with an 8-foot statue on a corner someplace in town. And the more they talked about it, the bigger and bigger the project got. And this is what they came up with, a 38-foot cow.
Yes, it's a 38-foot tall cow named Salem Sue, who literally stands overlooking the town and surrounding countryside. She has quite a story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. New Salem, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.